Pee-wee spent most of the time sitting down in a hut until Lieutenant Carroll made him walk around the village. He found a bottle of wine in one of the huts and tried to buy it for $4 American. The people in the hut said that he could take it for nothing, but Lieutenant Carroll said not to. He finally paid $2 for it. "Suppose it's poisoned or something?" I asked. "Then I'm gonna die," Pee-wee said. "You taking it back to the base?" "Nope." He borrowed a corkscrew from the woman he had bought the wine from and opened the wine and drank some of it. He made an awful face, then drank some more. "That bad?"
"Yep. But that's one thing I got done."
"What is?"
"That's the first time I ever drank wine from a bottle with a cork in it," he said. "Now all I gotta do is make love with a foreign woman and smoke a cigar."
We stayed around the village for the rest of the day, and then it was time to leave. The choppers came in and lifted us out, and we were back at the base before we knew it.
"Those gooks will probably be having supper with the VC by the time we sit down to chow,"
Brunner said.
"How come when you say gooks, it sounds like nigger to me?"
Johnson asked.
"You hear what you want to hear," Brunner said.
"What I'm hearing is what you're saying,"
Johnson said.
"Y'all shut that shit up."
Sergeant Simpson looked from Brunner to Johnson and back again. We had roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, carrot cake, and milk for supper. I sat under a tree with Pee-wee, eating. A bug crawled over his leg, and he put some mashed potatoes on his knee in the bug's path, but the bug turned and went the other way.
"You think he's saying something about the chow?" I asked.
"He probably wants some of the roast beef," Pee-wee said. "He know it's Sunday and everything, but he ain't getting none."
"Sunday? It's not Sunday, it's Wednesday."
"Bugs is 4 days behind people,"
he said matter-of-factly. Sergeant Simpson saw us and came over. He sat down and asked us how we were enjoying ourselves.
"I've seen places I'd rather be," I said. "Times Square, Lenox Avenue, Fifth Avenue, you name it."
"I loves it here," Pee-wee said. "I ain't never seen no place in the world better than this place right here. You know what I love the most?"
"What's that?"
Sergeant Simpson was amused by Pee-wee.
"The bugs," Pee-wee said. "You go to sleep at night, they right there. You wake up in the morning, they right there. They better than a damn dog."
"So what you guys think about this outfit?"
Sergeant Simpson asked.
"It looks okay to me," Pee-wee said. "I might have to straighten a few things out, though."
"Like what?"
Sergeant Simpson asked.
"Like Brunner," Pee-wee said. "That boy got a quick lip on him."
"Uh-huh."
Sergeant Simpson looked away.
"He might got him a quick lip, but Captain Stewart is the one eligible."
"Eligible for what?"
"For major," Sergeant Simpson said. "And his best chance of making it is while he over here. His tour is up the 15th day of March."
"That's his problem," Pee-wee said.
"If he don't pick up his body count soon,"
Sergeant Simpson started to get up,
"it's going to be your problem."